afternoon, and welcome to West End United Methodist Church. Normally, I like to let the music speak for itself, and I will mostly do that today.
I would just like to say a few words about the first three pieces on the program. The Prelude in A Minor, written by Bach, whose birthday we celebrated on March 21st. Was his 377th birthday. It's a piece that feels really appropriate for this time of anxiety, and you'll hear that in the diminished seventh chords that fall at the beginning. And all this kind of gets worked up into a frenzy before it explodes. And you'll feel lots of different emotions throughout the piece, sometimes hopeful, and then sometimes it goes back to difficulty. And then after that, I paired two chorale preludes together. First one, O Traurigkeit, O Herzeleid, which means O heartache, O sadness, O heartache, and was written by Ethel Smyth, a British composer and suffragist. And it's a German chorale for Good Friday. And we know in the Christian tradition that death is not the end of the story, thankfully. It is resurrection and life. And so I have followed that up with French composer Jean Demesu's chorale prelude on O Filii et Filiae, O Sons and Daughters of the King.
Thank you.
And before we end the recital, I would first of all like to thank Andrew Reisinger and Matt Phelps and the staff at West End United Methodist Church for having me play here in this really gorgeous space with this really beautiful organ. It's been an absolute joy to get to know this instrument and this place over the last week. The last piece on the recital is a piece by Leo Sowerby. He was an American composer of the 20th century, a major figure in church music. The pageant is basically a showpiece for the organ pedal. So you want to keep your eyes glued on the pedal board. You'll see all sorts of passage work that scampers up and down the pedal keys. And you'll even see chords played by the feet, sometimes even coming up to five notes. And I know that this particular piece was a favorite of the virtuoso organist Joyce Jones, who just passed away around 4 weeks ago. I know Andrew Reisinger was a former student of hers. She was, I was told that she was the last one to play this piece here. And although I didn't get to meet her as a native Texan myself, she was at Baylor University for many years, I am well aware of not only the wonderful playing that she brought to the field of organ music, but I'm also aware of the impact that she has had on many young musicians, with many of those who I have had the privilege to know. And so it is in that rather celebratory spirit of her life and her work that I would like to dedicate this performance at the pageant to her memory. Thank you.